What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk. Matt is my Twitter handle at Betting Pros. To go and follow Betting Pros, BetMGM, the title sponsor of this podcast. You guys know the offer. It's above me on the YouTube video, Betting Pros' YouTube, $10 bet, $150 guaranteed. New account, sign up using that promo code JUICE150. Okay, so Boston Celtics, we come back and get it right again. That is five consecutive times. Boston has been unbelievable after losses, riding that streak. We started it. They're now 7-0 in the postseason after a loss. We started betting this back when they had lost two games. So 5-0 for that. 5-0 is 5-0. We'll take that every time. I did really well in game. Warriors, third quarter, -1.5. Boston, fourth quarter, was a pick 'em. They got that easily. That was a mimic of game one. You just kind of saw it. Like, it was very, very similar the way Boston got off to a hot start in game one. Didn't play that great in the second quarter. Third quarter kind of melted. And then the fourth quarter, took over and went to town. Marcus Smart, really big. Jason Tatum goes over the assist prop that was plus money. So we got that. Wiggins had so many open threes. He just couldn't hit anything. I don't know what he hit one. Bad night shooting the ball for Andrew Wiggins. So we missed on that prop. And then baseball was way off. Blue Jays got, beaten pretty badly by the Royals. So overall, a 2-2 day. Pretty much completely flat because of the +110 on the Jason Tatum over 5.5 assists prop that we hit. So one of those situations where we're like, okay, not horrible, no blood, if you will, going into today. All right. So I've got two plays on the hockey game today. I got one baseball bet that I want to get into with us here today. Not a huge slate on a Thursday, not a ton of things to bet on. I'm not going to go too overboard here. So we're just going to have a unit and a half in play, three half unit bets to give you guys. But first and foremost, we are rapidly approaching Father's Day. Have you gotten your father, grandfather, that father in your life? Have you gotten them the gift, the foodie gift, the griller gift, the smoker gift, which is dads want steaks? Omaha Steaks, you go to omahasteaks.com, you type in juice into the search bar, $99, you get 16 mouthwatering entrees, fillets wrapped in bacon, franks and chicken breasts and pork and caramel apple tartlets. It's phenomenal. You guys have been buying these things like crazy. The Juice audience has been doing an incredible job. Omaha Steaks is blown away by what you guys have been doing. I very much appreciate the support. Juice in the search bar at omahasteaks.com. And you do that, get the Dads Want Steak package, and they're going to give you 8 free big, beefy Omaha Steak burgers. Just for doing it, just for purchasing and being a part of the Juice audience. It's very cool. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in juice into the search bar and get the Dad One Steak package, $99. It's going to get there just in time for Father's Day. Go check it out. Excuse me. Okay, let's get to the bets for today. Let's start with the NHL. I don't need to do this, too crazily, okay? The Rangers are bad on the road, and they're very good at home. Igor is very good at home. He's going to have to be very good as well. The Rangers were plus money dogs in game one and game two. They won both games. Tampa won game three. Tampa won game four. Tampa looked very good in game four. I got +110 on the Rangers. Money line. I'm taking the Rangers tonight, even though Tampa played really well. I think the home crowd, I think the home atmosphere, I think this series is going 7 games. I think we're in for, Rangers win game 5, Tampa wins game 6, and then game 7 is going to be a toss-up back at the Garden. Plus money, home dog, rocking crowd, Igor, I'm going with the Rangers. Give me the Rangers at home to get another big win in front of their blue shirt fans. +110, Rangers, money line. To take a 3-2 lead in their best of 7 series up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the other bet, 3 straight games, this has hit. If I like the Rangers, I have to like the under. And look, if the game goes over and the Rangers win, the +110 covers this bet. It's -140. It's pretty juicy, okay? But I just think it's a good play. I think it's a decent play. Depending on where you get this, okay, bet enough to win a half a unit, Okay, so go over a little bit here. You got to lay 0.7, you know, 0.65. I'm laying minus 140 to win a unit, okay? Or half a unit, rather. So look at that. So it's mostly 0.7 to come back to win 0.5 is what I have bet on this. I just think it's too juicy not to pay a little bit extra on the under. So I think it's a good play. Under 5.5 at minus 140. We're going to bet 0.7 units to win a half a unit coming back on this. I think Vasilevskiy's playing so well for Tampa. Igor is going to be Igor. I think this is going to be a tight game. I think, again, it's going to be like a white knuckle game. I could see it 3-2 Rangers, 4-1 Rangers, 3-1 Rangers, somewhere in that range, taking the Rangers to win the game. Under 5.5 here for the hockey game coming up here tonight. And one baseball play, and this is kind of an interesting baseball play. Tampa Bay hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. Early start, okay? If you're listening to this in the morning, it's a 1:10 start Eastern time, 10:10 start on the West Coast. We have Miles Mikolas up against Shane McClanahan. 4-3 from Mikolas, 3.02 ERA. McClanahan is 6-2 with a 2.1 ERA and a 0.9 whip. Excuse me. So what's interesting about this is you look at the hitting for Tampa. Tampa has not been hitting the ball well at all over the last 7 days, a 201 batting average. Last 14, a 185 batting average for Tampa. Not good. Tampa's not hitting home runs. They're not scoring a whole lot at the moment here. Tampa against left-handed pitching. I mean, it's, you know, you start breaking down going, all right, so what are they going to do up against a guy, a right-hander in Mikolas? They're better at hitting lefties than hitting righties, which is not that uncommon, but batting average of 223 against right-handed pitching, slugging of 378, which is a little bit higher than what they do against lefties, but on base percentage is down. It's 290 against righties, 311 against lefties. I think Tampa is going to have a tough time scoring here, but on the other side, I mean, McClanahan's a lefty. Cardinals don't hit left-handers all that well. They've been hitting the ball decent over the last 7 days, 264 batting average, 406 slugging. But against a lefty, they're batting, you know, decent, 272, hitting 12 home runs in 38 games played against a lefty. I kind of look at this and go, all right, if I had to bet a side, I probably would come in and bet on the Cardinals at plus money. But I think the under is the better bet. 7 runs total. I think the under is the play between these two teams, just given the scoring that we have seen. In the first game, it was 4-2. In the second game, it was 11-3. But then, you know, Cardinals have scored 2 and 3 runs. So they're not scoring a ton. The Rays scored 11 yesterday, which is somewhat surprising. But looking at the Rays' offense, you know, they're scoring 3 to 5 to 6 runs a game. That's about it. They're not really blowing people out. So good pitching staff, good pitching matchup, early game. No one's going to be there at the Trop. Tampa's 20-13 at home. Cardinals are 16-14. I'm going to go under minus 110, under 7 runs, Cardinals and the Rays. In terms of where these teams are total wise, the Cardinals are okay. They're 28-26-3 to the over. Tampa is 29-24-3 to the under. Tampa's been an under team this year. Like I mentioned, they're not hitting. Cardinals are kind of hitting, but a really good pitcher on the mound. Under 7, minus 110. Cardinals and the Rays were jumping on the under in that game for a half a unit. Okay, so 3 bets. Rangers plus 110, half a unit. Under 5.5 at minus 140. We're going to bet the 0.7 to win a half a unit coming back on that. And we're going under 7 runs, Cardinals and the Rays, that at minus 110. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.